They were in the forest, and it would only be a matter of time before they would find our hideout. I didn't like this. I didn't like it at all. Why did they follow us? Those other Squirtles probably snitched on us. I went back to the cave and instructed my fellow Squirtles what to do. Those three trainers are coming, I said. We must do something or they will discover our secret location. Quickly, follow me. The other Squirtles went to the forest with me. Ash, May, and Gary were still far enough. They didn't see us. Okay, here is what we'll do, I said. You have to dig some holes in the ground. I will distract them by stealing their lunchboxes. They will come after me. It makes a lot of sense. Which kid doesn't want his or her food back, right? And then, when they follow me, they'll fall down and won't be able to go anywhere. This will give us some time to think of a new plan to get rid of them. Got it, the other said, and they began to dig holes. No sooner said than done, I ran over to the three children and hid behind a tree.
Where do you think they'll be? May asked.
I don't know, Ash said. You said the Squirtles told you.
I just know they pointed to this forest, May said. I don't know where in the forest those Squirtles are hiding.
It doesn't matter, Ash said. We will find them. It's all going to be okay. They will like us as their trainers.
Sure, I thought, but not today. I snuck up on them and reached for Ash's lunchbox. Steady, silently, I snatched it away from his backpack. They didn't even notice, and they kept walking. Ahem. This was supposed to capture their attention. Well, since taking the lunchbox didn't do the trick, I just shot water at the back of Ash's head. Splash!
Hey, Ash yelled.
That Squirtle has your lunchbox,
Gary shouted.
Let's get him!
I ran away laughing, hoping that they wouldn't see through my scheme. Gary and May were right behind me, doing everything in their might to capture me. When I looked back, however, I noticed that Ash and the two Squirtles were falling behind. It was as if they did it on purpose because they didn't trust me or something.
Thud! Thud!
May and Gary each fell down a hole. They were stuck.
What is this? Gary asked.
Did the other Squirtles do this? May asked.
Wow, they're so clever. Now I really want to help them find a trainer.
The two Squirtles were trying to help their trainers get out of the holes, but where did Ash go? I couldn't see him anywhere. I turned around and there he was.
Tried to trick me, didn't you? Ash said. I am smarter than that, Squirtle. It looks like you have a lot of potential. If I would pick any of the Squirtles from this group, it would be you.
I stuck my tongue out, still holding on to his lunchbox.
Ha ha, you're funny, he said. Here, have a cookie.
A cookie? For me? Oh boy, that did it! I was convinced from that moment on that he was a friendly fellow. I eagerly accepted the cookie and began to eat it. It was delicious. After a while, May and Gary came running towards us. They were followed by all the other Squirtles, as well as the two they had trained.
What's going on here, Ash? May asked.
I think we just made a connection, Ash said with a smile. Look at this Squirtle. He loves that cookie.
They were laughing.
He's so cute, May said. You should train him, Ash.
Easy, May. Only if he wants to be trained. I don't force any Pokemon to begin training with me. They have to do it voluntarily.
What will we do with the rest of them? Gary asked.
Well, it looks like this is their leader, Ash answered. I can only train one. I think the others should join the firefighters in town. They can really use water-type Pokemon like these to extinguish fires in the city.
That's a great idea, Ash, May said. What do you say, Squirtles? Are you up for something like that?
They all looked at me, waiting for my approval. I finished my cookie and then nodded. Then the other 20 Squirtles nodded as well. But before we could say anything else, we heard some yelling in the distance.
Help! Help! Where did these holes come from? This is ridiculous!
Did someone else fall into the holes we had dug?